Yeah, TJ in LA points out that the Spear of Destiny, another name is the Spear of Longinus. Do you agree with that?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
That is correct.
Because of where one portion of the spear was stored for a time, attached that nomenclature to its full name. Yes.
Right. So the man who broke up the spear, he doesn't have those three parts now.
He does not.
Who got them?
Yeah.
They're stored.
Where are they stored?
About.
You were free to tell where they are?
Nope.
Why?
Because.
Because I said so.
Because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings that's hiding the secret. We want to be really careful to help the non-believers not get distracted with their own non-physical. So we don't want to confuse the ascending man on their process of power and enlightenment in their world.
But Carol and I will be here forever, so we will find out someday, won't we?
You certainly may.
Oh, we may. Not definite.
If we care enough to know.
Right.
And so this man who's, 2,000 years or whatever, he is waiting. We didn't clarify. What is he waiting for? What's the belief system that makes
him complete his task?
And what is his task?
To usher in the resurrection.
Oh, does it say that in the Bible, that the Spear of Destiny or something is involved?
Which version?
One of them. Okay, there is a version that says the Spear of Destiny triggers the resurrection?
Yeah. It was a process. It was a curse because he was more powerful enough to kill the Savior, God.
But he knew that at that time. He knew who he was killing.
He did. And in the second that he engaged it was kind of like, uh-oh, I was afraid this would happen. And son of a bitch, it showed up just that way. His fear
put him
into immortal bliss.
Immortal or mortal bliss?
Well.
Mortal, right.
Okay, so he realized, he felt guilty, like Moses, and said, I must reconcile this. I will stay here until Jesus comes back and I can correct
him. No. He said, I will walk this earth until God comes back.
And that was his self-judgment.
Yes, and guess what's happening with the thinning of the veil, the apocalypse? God is showing back up in your planet through your human creators, which is where he's been all along. But now, just like the money checks that start magically showing up into your experience, so is your deity-ness.
So he knows his deity.
Yeah. So if there are any old people in Tibet that have trouble on their way to the liquor store, if they could stop by and bring some boxes to the Roman soldier who speared Jesus, take him some boxes by, because he's packing. He's getting ready to go.
Mm. That's right, because he goes to the guff
when the Christ consciousness comes back to the human creators and is acknowledged.